Please welcome Honey French.
Well, I'm widowed now. I was married twice. I'm not going to talk about the season between the two marriages. I thought, well, maybe kind of nice being free to be in the fast lane. And I like sex. So I thought at that time, it's fine if you're in love to have what I called a full relationship. So I was always conveniently in love. And so I dated a lot of really nice, great guys. And then I dated Chris, who was the last man I dated before I gave my life to the Lord and before I got married again. So Chris was really a neat guy. I told you before I was an officer, and I worked many different job assignments, and I was in a gun tower and on the evening shift, and Chris was, he had a doctorate in exercise physiology, and he was using inmates for a study on heart problems and running, something like that. And so he would go in while I was in the gun tower at that time, and I'd wave to him, and he'd smile back, and you look kind of cute. So then I was a brand new officer, and they relieved me from the tower, which was really unusual. And I didn't know what was happening. And so they had me, I didn't, so they just told me to go to this cafeteria room. And so it turned out they were giving me an award. The inmates had voted me some silly title. They never did it again, like the most promising officer or something. And then Chris, because he was a volunteer, well, he wasn't a volunteer, he was doing his studies, but they call him a free person. So he was in the party, and so we met, and he asked me out, and that's how we started dating. And he was really a lot of fun. He was cute, and we did things like skeet shooting, which I'd never done. And we started falling in love. And I hadn't planned to get married again. And he didn't, I never heard him say anything negative about anybody. And he just had a really good attitude and was so much fun to be with. So I was surprised when he proposed. I said yes. And I was looking forward to it. But he had gotten his doctorate by working his way through school. And he worked hard. Working and then studies, and he never had a fun social life. So he's like a little emotionally stunted and was making up for everything by having fun time doing things. So he wanted to be a guide to mountain hunters. That was his next goal, and he was going to start that in July, and it was January when we started dating. And when we started dating, I thought that was fine because by July, I just would date somebody else, I thought, until we fell in love for a while. Then, so he was going to go away and be this guide to mountain hunters. And then after we fell in love, he didn't want to leave me. So he thought, why don't we get married and you go with me? And I could not imagine. He'd be out chasing the donkeys. I think you have to have like 8 mules saddled up with backpacking equipment while he took all these hunters. And I couldn't imagine myself cooking on a campfire. And then he says, well, you could stay in the cabin while I go back and forth on trips. I said, how far away is the closest city, probably? And he said, oh, maybe, I think he said 2 hours. And he said, you could write your books. But I couldn't imagine that, being that isolated, because I'm a very social person. And then so he said, well, I won't do that. Instead, I'll be a college professor and you could raise your kids and we'd be all together. And then I realized I couldn't let him have that dream die. You know, he really had to go out and follow that dream and at least see if he liked it. So I told him we needed to break up. And it was so good because it was like the stardust was knocked out of our eyes. And we could see, oh, thank God we didn't get married. But he was still a nice guy. And we stayed friends. And I decided, I'm not going to be in the fast lane anymore. And then a little after that, I met my husband.